This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The world saw a record increase in the number of coronavirus cases in 24 hours on Saturday, 212,326, according to the World Health Organization. The United States had the largest numeric increase with more than 52,000 new cases. The U.S. has now counted 2.8 million coronavirus cases, by far the largest number of cases in the world. The worldwide total for COVID-19 cases stands at 11.3 million. Brazil reported 48,000 new cases on Saturday, putting its total caseload at 1.5 million, and India reported 23,000 new cases on Saturday. Worldwide, about 5,000 people are dying of coronavirus every day, according to the WHO. The U.S. states of Florida and Texas set records for the increase in numbers of COVID-19 cases on Saturday. Florida reported nearly 11,500 cases, according to the state health department. The state, known for its beaches and other summer vacation attractions, has seen new cases rise by more than 10,000 twice in the past 3 days. Texas reported its biggest daily increase in cases Saturday, with more than 8,200 cases. The number of hospitalizations for COVID-19 patients in Texas also rose to a new high. As of Friday, anyone in Texas must wear a face covering in public or face a $250 fine. Nationwide, the U.S. has recorded 2.8 million cases and lost nearly 130,000 people to the disease. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump said at a U.S. Independence Day celebration Saturday that the country's coronavirus strategy, in his words, is moving along well. More on this and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. A regional Somali lawmaker has been abducted and killed by al-Shabaab militants near the town of Balad, 30 kilometers north of Mogadishu. Mohamed Siad was traveling in a vehicle to the capital, Mogadishu, when he was abducted on Sunday. That's according to a security source who spoke to VOA Somali service. The source said the militants drove the vehicle off the road. They say they believe the lawmaker was killed soon after he was removed from the vehicle. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the abduction and killing of the lawmaker. In June 2018, two regional lawmakers were among 11 people killed in an Al-Shabaab ambush while traveling on the same road. At least 150 people have been killed in the Oromia region of Ethiopia as riots following the killing of a popular singer continue. Known for his political songs, the popular singer Haçalu Hundessa, his death has heightened ethnic tensions in Ethiopia as the protests spread to the Oromia region where Hundessa was born. Most of the deaths occurred in Oromia, with others killed in the capital of Addis Ababa by security forces or in cases of inter-ethnic violence in the past week. At least 2,000 people have been arrested. Authorities cut internet services in an attempt to dampen protests, making it difficult for rights monitors to track the killings. Hundessa was gunned down Monday night in Addis Ababa, a week after he appeared on the Oromia Media Network, where he challenged a question about his support for the national government. He noted that he didn't support anybody, these are his words, but the Oromo people. The musician was an ethnic Oromo, a group that has a long history of being discriminated against in Ethiopia. At least 16 people have died and a dozen are missing in southern Japan in floods and mudslides caused by heavy rains. 14 of the dead were found in a flooded nursing home on the southern Japanese island of Kyushu on Saturday. Rains were expected to increase on Sunday night and the death toll could rise as more missing persons are found. Authorities have asked hundreds of thousands of people to evacuate over the weekend and have deployed at least 10,000 soldiers to assist rescuers. A rocket attack on Sunday targeted Baghdad's Green Zone, home to a number of embassies, including that of the United States. The rocket fell short of its target and instead damaged a nearby house, according to the Iraqi military. A child was reported injured in that attack. And online records in Hong Kong indicate that books written by prominent Hong Kong democracy activists have started to disappear from the city's libraries just days after Beijing imposed a new national security law on the financial hub, which has been known for its status as semi-autonomous from the Chinese mainland. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.